Stray and feral cats are becoming a problem in Brighton, so the municipality will consult the public on a proposed bylaw which will focus on controlling roaming felines, similar to dogs within town limits. A report provided to council by Bylaw Enforcement Services states that cats are having a negative impact on bird ecosystems, adding that Brighton is a destination for bird watching. As well, outdoor activities like gardening are being bothered as gardeners must clear their beds of any defecation. Bylaw Enforcement Officer Samantha Shepherd, who prepared the report, told councillors Monday night that once the bylaw is enforced, a contracted humane society would be responsible for attending the call, apprehending the cat, and preparing the feline for possible adoption or reunification.
We implement a cat control bylaw, then if there is a complaint about a stray cat or an injured cat or anything like that, then the Humane Society would handle, basically we would pass the call on to them and they would be the ones responsible for trapping and bringing the cats back to the Humane Society.
Shepherd's report outlined possible service providers, either the Quinte Humane Society and Pierce Animal Control or the Northumberland Humane Society or a combination thereof. She explained this would be a sole-sourced contract, stating that the Northumberland Humane Society would be best suited to fulfill this service.
In my opinion, I'd say from all of my research that the Northumberland Humane Society is the better option, just because that they have animal control services in-house, rather than what we're doing right now is we're contracted to Pierce Animal Control, who picks up the animals and delivers them to Quinte Humane Society, who's operating as our pound operator. So we have two separate contracts with two separate organizations.
Brighton does have a dog control bylaw. The Northumberland Humane Society would charge $17,000 annually for both dog and cat services, compared to $15,000 for the dog portion of the contract. A resolution was passed to direct municipal staff to investigate best humane practices and prepare a bylaw report before next February. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.